Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
That is right. It's time for our chat with Stu Mac, Stuart McMillan, and our special guest today, Joe Pott.
Joe Pott! Well,
glad to be back.
From the KMOX Sports Office. Well, we're talking a little bit of sports today. Banana ball, because everybody's just playing bananas over the Savannah Bananas. What is the deal with this thing? It's a barnstorming team of crazy people that run around the field. Like, what is it?
It is very much like the Harlem Globetrotters
sure.
of baseball.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
But what I don't understand is why the ticket prices are so high. I mean, they're insane.
It's supply and demand, man.
Well,
I know. When they started, they played a regular season. The Bananas were a regular minor league baseball team that then would do offshoots and weekends where they would play their crazy banana ball rules. And it got to the point they didn't need to be a regular baseball team anymore because they could barnstorm and do what they're doing now.
They were winning championships. As a regular baseball team. They were winning. They had won three in a row, I think, before they decided, we don't need real baseball. We're just going to play this banana ball. And it kind of begs the question, is baseball boring?
I think for those of us that are fans of baseball anyway, I mean, we don't think it's boring, but I do think that there is some thought for Major League Baseball that they need to be appealing to a younger generation and they need to do some of these things. And
appealing, seriously? Come on. Come on!
But baseball, Major League Baseball isn't going to be between your legs, whatever they do, stuff.
But would you have said that Major League Baseball is going to decide an all-star game with a home run derby? Because now they did that.
That's true.
That's very interesting.
That's true.
So there are pieces of that. Would you have thought that 10 years ago that in extra innings, you'd have a runner starting the game at second base.
Or a pitch clock.
Or a pitch clock, yeah.
Just even little pieces of that, right, that they believe or they think might help it be more attractive.
When I first saw the Savannah Bananas, as a traditionalist, baseball traditionalist, I hated it. I hated this. You know, just looking at it and seeing, this is stupid.
It's like, bananas is what it is.
It literally is bananas. Now, I think I've changed a little bit of that because I talk to other people about it, and I just don't want to be that curmudgeon in the room that's like, I like a real baseball, throw it correctly, and, you know, swing correctly, and you can't catch a ball in foul territory in the seats and it being out. That's silly. That's what they do.
And that used to be a rule in baseball in, like, the 1800s.
Oh, A fan catching it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
So, but I don't think anybody's confusing banana ball for baseball. And I think if anything else, it is bringing people to that version of the game. And maybe through that version of the game, they find Major League Baseball. They find real baseball.
That's a good point.
Well, I do think the word fun should be infused into any sport. And baseball sure could use some of that. Baseball has been curmudgeonly about bat flipping and things like that. They used to call the NFL the No Fun League.
That's right.
And I think the NFL is one of those sports organizations that does adapt over. They're pretty good at adapting. That's why they're the most popular.
And I think you would say, I think most people would say baseball has been slower to adapt. They've not been the league that you would say, oh, yeah, they're on the cutting edge. No, but maybe they're trying to get there. They're running behind, right? Yeah. They're trying to catch up to that.
People that don't know what barnstorming is, in history, you know, the Savannah Bananas, they're really not doing anything new, are they?
No, you're exactly right. And you can go all the way back to like Babe Ruth. They'd finish a baseball season in the fall, and then he'd spend the winter months sometimes overseas. The Cardinals went overseas on a barnstorming-type tour where they are essentially, and the idea was, we're growing the game. We're taking the game to places that it's not currently in.
And minor league baseball does have a reputation for being fun and
That's
doing
true.
Interesting promotions. For example, this weekend, the Gateway Grizzlies. Do you know about the diamond promotion? Locally, a jeweler donates several pieces of jewelry, diamonds that are worth, you know, thousands of dollars, and they put them in Easter eggs, and then they dump after the game 10,000 Easter eggs on the field, and they ask women to rush out and see if they can find the four pieces of jewelry.
Do you know how it used to be done before the Gateway Grizzlies had turf?
This was the voice of the Gateway Grizzlies, by the way.
Okay,
Joe
so Pott, you know,
we have the professional here.
We used to bury diamonds in the infield. And so it would be done on the last day of a homestand, and all the ladies in attendance would get one of those little plastic shovels.
Oh, no
like
way.
Kids are using
oh, my
at the
God.
Beach, and you're digging up the infield to find the little box with the diamond in it.
I didn't know that. I mean, it sounds crazy enough as it is. Is like people punching each other, and then that there's one for the guys too.
Big screen TV, I yeah. assume that's what we did.
Okay,
we
yeah.
used to do a flat screen.
That's a big
TV,
hole.
So yeah.
What'd they give them? Like a little digger?
I think
you
they
know,
buried
a
the remote.
Oh, they just
think
the
remote. What they did?
They
something
buried
like
the
that.
Remote.
I think we did.
Oh well, no guy's ever gonna find that because what man in history has ever
needs
found
a
the
couple
remote?
Couch cushions.
Yeah, right. Lift
up the couch cushion, and there's the remote. But your point is well taken because minor league baseball has been quicker to that, and banana ball is sort of the extension of it's minor league ball on steroids. Not really on steroids, but you know that would be bad.
Wait a minute, they're on steroids now?
On steroids.
Hey, just
breaking news. We got a problem. Last thing though, how can you afford to take your family
that's
to a banana?
That's a better question, man.
Take
I mean,
steroids,
those tickets are
then,
hundreds of dollars a piece.
Yeah, maybe win the diamond from the Great Way Grizzlies this weekend. Then you can go see the banana bowl.
That's really funny. My girlfriend said the exact same thing when we were talking about plans for this weekend. All right, guys, it's fun.
Let's go banana!
What's that voice, by the way?
I don't know, but it's my new voice. It's kind of like Daffy Duck
or,
and
yeah,
a few other people.
Sylvester.
And Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester.
Together.
Rules, there are no rules here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.